This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
The Dunedin Multicultural Council is a non-profit organisation that works to support the multi-ethnic communities here in Dunedin. Many of our members are migrants and we focus on providing opportunities to get to know people and develop new skills, networks and links with the wider community of Dunedin.
You're listening to DMCC On Air, that's the Dunedin Multicultural Council live on air. And I have a very special guest with me in the studio. Her name is Minnie, and she runs the Ragalayam School of Indian Classical Music. Welcome.
Hey, Peter. Lovely to be here. Thank you very much for inviting me. So I'm Minnie from... I run the Ragalayam School of Indian Classical Music here in Dunedin.
Yes, right. Minnie, tell us where you're from first. So where have you come from?
Yeah.
Your birthplace.
Yeah, I was born and brought up in Bangalore. It's a city in the southern states of India.
Okay.
Yeah, from Karnataka. Yeah. And I came to New Zealand in 2016 to do my master's. And I came to Dunedin and I've been here in Dunedin since then.
And tell us about you growing up in southern India. Like, what inspired you to do music?
Music, basically, my family has been into music ever since. And I grew up with my parents, my sister, all inclined to music, and my grandmother and great-grandmother as well. And they were very inclined to music. My great-grandmother used to sing very well, and she was my inspiration for music. Of course, I learned music from a very young age. I was sent to classes to learn music formally, as well as just some shlokams, bhajans, and all of that. But I have to tell you that initially I used to never really sing in classes. I used to go with my older sister while she used to do all the singing. I used to just refuse to sing, but just sit behind beside her. And the teacher used to complain to my parents, she just doesn't open her mouth. I don't know what's with her. But by the time I came to grade 5 or 6, that's when I really picked up interest in music, and then on I took it up pretty seriously.
So when you say grade 5 or 6, are you talking about year? Because in New Zealand we have like year 5, year 6.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And because, I mean, your school is Indian classical music. So we're in New Zealand. I mean, classical music. We've been brought up by the UK, the English classical system. So like Royal School of Music and Trinity are the two main education systems of classical music in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. So what about the systems that you were using in India?
So in India, the systems were like you can learn from any scholars, and there were many of them there. But to formally write our exams, we did have a board, like how we have like normal studies that you have a board of examination. So we do have such boards in the different states. So for me, like when I learned enough that I could give my exams, so I wrote my exams. I was affiliated to the Karnataka Secondary Education Examination Board. They were the ones who qualified me at different levels.
So you know when you said you wrote, so is there like, because I know we have a theory and a practical component.
Exactly.
So is it similar to...
Yes, it's the same. You have a theory and you have a practical exam.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And so now you're teaching now here in Dunedin.
Yeah.
Tell us about how you came. What brought you to Dunedin for study, was it?
For my master's in biochemistry at Otago. Yeah, and then I was working at the university for 5 years. Currently, I'm pursuing a part-time PhD in computational biology and statistics.
And when did you start your music school, your Indian classic music school here in Dunedin?
Yeah, time flies, Peter. Yeah. It's going to be like almost this August, it will be 5 years.
Oh, yeah, five years. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it started like when some of my community friends encouraged me to teach one or two songs for the kids to have them sing at the DCC Diwali event.
Yes.
So that's how it started. I was like, okay, fine. I mean, I love music and I would love to, you know, see how they pick it up. And I was totally amazed by, you know, their level of understanding and interest.
Yeah.
And they enjoyed it so much, which was really wonderful. And then it sparked to me that, you know, why not? I mean, this is something that I'm so passionate about, and the benefits of Carnatic music is huge at different levels.
Yeah.
So I would be really, really happy if more and more people benefit from Carnatic music.
And what are the benefits of Carnatic music, Mini?
I said, yeah, it is plenty. Most importantly, for the mental health and emotional well-being of a person. Of course, it is known that, you know, the musical talent, the musical understanding of a person is going to improve, and it brings in discipline and all of those things. But at the mental health level, the emotional health level, it plays a huge role. It is known to reduce stress, anxiety, depression, and elevate moods. And if you see, so for especially in today's world where we are, you know, struggling to find ways to reduce stress, stress becomes unavoidable in certain, you know, in for most of us. But we try ways to combat that. Music is a wonderful way of doing that. And Carnatic music is known to have therapeutic effects, just like yoga.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so for example, when we sing specific ragams, it is known to reduce blood pressure and stress. And you know, there are some ragas called the happy ragas. When you sing them, you feel really good and happy. So
so listeners, there's a lot of health benefits from doing this music.
Yes, a lot of health benefits. Yeah, so if you want to take two words from this show, please remember: raga heals.
Raga heals. Have you got that? It's another form of healing.
Yes, so, I mean, definitely. Yeah, yeah, many of my students, especially the adults, do learn music for the you know, health benefits of it.
That's really awesome.
And you also spread joy by, you know, singing. You get joy within oneself and to others when they listen to it.
And the benefits for others that are listening and partaking in
this
music. Yes,
definitely. Okay, so we're releasing a song today, Peter. So this is going
to... So you're very lucky out there. You're getting to hear the first release, first time the song's ever been aired on radio or anything, or online.
Right, yeah, so that's amazing. So this is like an Indian classical Western fusion version of a very popular stotram called the Shivtandav Stotram. So you have a lot of really great beats in it, and we have tongue-twisting lyrics, and it's pretty complex, but I'm sure that you will be hooked on to it. Please go ahead and listen.
Enjoy.
That is Shiva Tandav Stotram, a very popular stotram and on Lord Shiva, and it has very complex lyrics, and the music that we have put on is the Western music to go along with it. We thought we'll create a fusion. Did you like it, Peter?
I did like it. I did like the music too. Minnie has her Indian School of Music, and we're going to talk a bit more about the type of music she's teaching. So can you tell us a bit more of the systems you're using?
Yeah, so I teach vocals, Indian classical vocals.
Yeah.
So for Indian classical music, one of the fascinating things is we have a structure.
Yeah.
This was brought about by whom we call the Sangeeta Pitamaha, or father of Carnatic music, Sri Purandara Dasa. He created a system hundreds of years ago to teach music, and there is a specific raga that we start learning called the Maya Malava Gaula. This is like you have like the beginner's lessons, and then it goes on to become more and more complex.
Yeah.
And so because Carnatic music is so complex, you have a huge number of ragas and talams. When you say raga, you mean the melodic framework.
Yeah.
And so that's like a specific frequencies of, notes that you sing that will make the framework for one particular ragam. So when you talk about the complexity of the ragam, you have 72 full ragas or sampurna ragas that they all have all the seven notes, but they vary in that some of the notes have different frequencies. So it is that intricate.
So when you say frequencies, I know with Western music at the moment, we're 441. When we're talking about frequency, that hertz, 44.1, hertz. So when you say frequencies, are you talking about the notes you're singing or
the
frequency
notes
you're singing them at?
So when like how you have the do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, we have sa, ri, ga, ma, pa, da, ni.
Yeah.
And other than sa and pa, which we say are the prakriti swaras, they don't have variations, but all the others have variations in them. So, but then in one particular ragam, you'll have one variety of a particular swaram or the musical note.
Yeah.
So and then when you talk about the intricacies and the rhythmic patterns, you have 35 possible patterns that you can put, they're called the talams. Yeah. So it's pretty complex. So where do you start? So that's how for all logical reasons, Maya Malava Gaula was the ragam and Adi Talam was the talam that is first taught for all the basic lessons. Because the pattern or the way the ragam is structured, the way the talam is structured is such that a beginner can perceive it well.
So, when you say Carnatic, is that relative to the part of India you're in? Southern India, is that?
Different. Yes.
I suppose when I mentioned systems before, that to me sounded like a type of, system or...
Right, this is like South Indian classical music.
Right.
And actually the word Carnatic comes from Karnataka. It is like state of music. But it's not that it is prevalent only in the state of Karnataka.
Yeah.
Karnataka means like country. So So it originated in the southern states and very popular in the, all over the world.
Yeah. And so with your students, if someone wanted to start at your school, where would they begin? Well, what sort of things would they be doing first?
To begin with, they if you talk about the musical aspect, they learn the placement of swarams and how to keep track of the rhythm, not just,
yeah,
you know,
right.
So that's an important aspect. That's what they learn. Yeah. Carnatic music brings in, has a lot of elements to it, like from learning to be disciplined, sitting in a particular posture, doing multitasking with your, and improving your cognitive skills with the, you know, singing on one side, putting the complex talam on the other side. And, you know, you need to remember the lyrics or the words of the songs and all of that. So it's all at different levels, but it improves the, you know, personal skills of,
yeah,
and also like the interpersonal skills. And it's like as a whole, you know, your the skill set is enhanced like anything.
And so with your students, they're singing individual songs or tunes or ragas, and they do things as groups as well?
Yes,
singing,
they do. So I think both are necessary for, you know, when they sing individually, then they are improving their confidence.
Yeah.
And when they are singing in groups, they are improving their team spirit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it all goes, we do everything there.
Minnie, it's lovely to have you in the studio. We're running out of time here, but we've got another track from featuring students of yours from your school. Can you tell us about this track?
Yeah. So this track is by my little students. So we basically stitched four shlokams in tune together on different deities. And we have put the music as well. I hope you like it. It's pretty innovative and the children have done such a wonderful job. I'm super proud of them.
Thank you for listening in on our program here. And thank you, Minnie, for being with us and sharing your knowledge and telling us about your school. If you're interested in any of this, please contact us at Otago Access Radio or go to our Facebook page, Dunedin Multicultural Council. Have a good day.
So please subscribe to our channel, D Raga Magic. I hope you enjoy our music and look forward for more. Thank you, Peter.
This program was produced by Grand Mountain Productions for Otago Access Radio 105.4 FM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.